But the important thing is that Sallie Mae was overwhelmed. After years and years of trying, I had finally managed to win her approval. She gave each of us a rub on the head. But then, oops, she smelled her hand and made a face. I held my breath and waited for the hammer to fall. But she smiled and said, "Well, every journey begins with the first step," and went back into the house. Whew. The awards ceremony was over and had been a huge success. Okay, she had made one little reference to dog odor, but she had left the ceremony wearing a smile. A smile, that is. She had left wearing a smile. I turned to Drover. "Congratulations, son. This may be the security division's finest hour. We've not only won back the heart of Sallie Mae, but we've delivered the cat a crushing defeat." Drover was as excited as I was. "Yeah, Sallie Mae called him a naughty cat. I never thought I'd hear that." It was delicious, wasn't it? I only wish we had it on film so that we could watch it over and over. Pete getting the scolding he's deserved for years. Ho, ho, yeah. And speaking of Mr. Kitty Moocher, I swept my gaze across the yard, expecting to see Pete sulking and glaring daggers at us. He was nowhere in sight. I pushed myself up and trotted around the north side of the fence, where I had a clear view of the iris patch. Drover followed me.
"Gosh, he's gone. I wonder where he went."
"Oh, he's probably off pouting. You know cats. They can't take a telling. They refuse to accept punishment or any kind of discipline." "But do we care?"
"Well, no, we don't care, Drover. What matters is that we delivered him a smashing defeat, and now we can go back to the office and bask in the glory of our triumph. This is a great day for the ranch."
Proud and victorious, we formed a column and marched down to the security division's vast office complex. There we scratched up our gunny sacks, did the usual three tunes return, three turns routine, let us say, and collapsed. Could two dogs ask for more? No, sir. This was the very best that life had to offer. A warm gunny sack bed, success in battle, victory over an old enemy, Sallie Mae's approval, and the coveted Bacon Award. Wow! We spent the rest of the evening reliving the events of the day and, well, might as well say it, gloating. Yes, we indulged ourselves in two solid hours of shameless gloating. I doubt that history could provide an example of two dogs who gloated more or enjoyed it more than we did.